Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from American Airlines Arena in Miami, it's the NBA regular season 2019-2020 with your Miami Heat playing host to the Memphis Grizzlies. Winslow, right wing, dishes it off. And back with it is Hero. Hero's going to go inside. Hero goes in off the window. Got it to go. And welcome to the NBA. Tyler Hero, Miami's first basket of this basketball season.
Now, please make sure your seat back is in the upright position. Your table is closed and your seatbelt is fastened. And we recommend that you continue to fasten your seatbelt while seated during the flight.
Goran Dragic trying to get that ball inside. A bounce pass. Oh! You want to talk about airplane mode? Oh, he went over the runway and slamming it down as Jones Jr. My goodness. Inside ball, Solon Nunn's got a free one. Down the floor by himself. And a two-hand jam by Nunn.
Nothing surprised me. You know, we got a lot of dogs in this locker room, and they showed it tonight.
Justice goes inside. Justice hard off the window. No. Slam inside Silva on the follow-up with the left hand.
These guys want those kind of moments, and they want to play well in front of the home fans.
The final score, the Heat 120. The Grizzlies 101.
A fun Heat game last night for sure. Been a fun 2 hours here so far at Offerdahl's. It is the Hockman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza. Went a little long there in the last segment, but John Offerdahl was in a zone, man.
He was rolling. You can't stop him.
And we got cornhole outside, too, and John Offerdahl was playing Crowder in cornhole in the commercial break. And he beat you?
He got me. It was a little longer than 17 seconds, but
right.
He got me.
But he plays. He plays.
I play too, son.
All right. All right. I've got some Offerdahl's gift cards that we'll give away if people want to stop by. I'll tell you how in a moment. So we're at Offerdahl's in Boca Raton. Let me give away the code word for this hour. Time for your chance to win Channing's Change. The word this hour is city. City, C-I-T-Y. Text the word city right now to 72881, and you have a chance to win $1,000. Your next chance to win is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., it's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word city right now to 72881. Let's get headlines here from Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Tonight, the Florida Panthers are back in action. They're in Calgary. That's a 9 p.m. puck drop on The Joe.
560 The Joe, our sister station. If you're listening on 790 The Ticket, if you're listening right now on 560 The Joe, then the game is on this station.
Conor McGregor has announced his comeback date. He said today at a news conference in Moscow that he'll return to the octagon on the 18th of January in Las Vegas. He wouldn't release who he's fighting against, though, some huge conspiracy against UFC.
All right. He is an interesting figure. He's one of those guys that'll have my attention. So I love his press conferences more than the fights sometimes.
Isn't that what the UFC's about?
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's about personalities. I think boxing needs it too. You need larger than life personalities because, you know, to have a quiet champion who was it was Errol Spence Jr. and who's the other fighter? I'm totally drawing a blank on his name that was out there.
Oh.
Porter. Sean Porter. Errol Spence Jr., a larger-than-life figure, and Sean Porter, quieter. But you need guys that are, like, larger-than-life personalities. Conor McGregor is one of them. What else you got in the headlines, Solana?
Darren Revelle, who's going to join us in about 30 minutes, he tweeted yesterday that the Phoenix Suns, or at least their stadium, Talking Stick Resort Arena, debuted a new cheeseburger last night with peanut butter on it.
Yeah, I saw it. I tweeted back at him. Hockman Burger is better. I stand by that. I own that statement.
Peanut butter.
Anything else, Solana?
On a burger?
I think Elvis used to eat that peanut butter on a burger.
He's dead.
That is true. I can't argue that. You have said a factually correct statement. Anything else, Solana?
Tonight in the NBA, it's Milwaukee at Houston, 8 p.m., followed by the Clippers in Golden State, or I guess now in San Francisco. It's the opening of the Chase Stadium for the Warriors. That's at 10:30 p.m., both of those games on TNT. And finally, guys, according to a new study out of South Korea, men who work more than 52 hours a week lose their hair twice as fast as men who work less than 40 hours a week.
Can you imagine, had I worked 52 hours a week, what I'd have?
You wouldn't have facial hair.
That's me holding on to it. You didn't mention Thursday night football, did you?
I did not. Tonight Vikings, on Thursday night football.
Vikings and Redskins tonight. You want to guess what the line is? I think I may have told you yesterday.
No, it's double digits. Vikings, yeah. 13?
16.5.
16.5.
16.5.
Yeah.
Vikings have been gelling, though. Like, they are they're now what I think a lot of people thought they would be all season long.
And that damn Dalvin Cook is extremely good.
And Washington is bad.
Yes.
All right, got weather, Solana?
Yeah, let's move on to weather now. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. Some areas of South Florida are experiencing rain right now. Where I am in El Portal, though, there's a 30% chance of rain at least until 7 p.m. Tonight, the low will drop to 81. Weather, again, is brought to you by Hialeah Park. And join Hialeah Park for Breeders' Cup weekend, Miami's most beautiful simulcasting center. Watch and wager in air-conditioned comfort at the original champions at Hialeah Park.
All right, I want to make a little time. Omar Kelly is going to join us in the next segment. We can talk some Dolphins Steelers with him. That is a Monday night football matchup of epic proportion. Darren Revelle is scheduled to join us this hour as well. We're at Offerdahl's Off the Grill in Boca Raton. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. I think I've told you the story. You know, I watched the Miami-Georgia Tech game at home, and then after the game Saturday, you lost, and you should have won the game, and you're a better team, on paper at least, and you realize you don't have a kicker. And I could have been down and sad, but instead I fired up some drinks. Dr. Chuck was here earlier today at Offerdahl's, and he was at my house that day, Saturday. I've got this machine, the drink maker. So I made Dr. Chuck. He wanted an old-fashioned. I made a Moscow Mule, made my wife a strawberry margarita. It's really cool. It's a pleasure to be able to make mixed drinks at your house with the drink maker. You don't have to go out to get them. You mix the drinks with the push of a button. I make the drinks with this cocktail machine. Again, it's called the drink maker. So it makes delicious mixed drinks with the push of a button. Like those fancy espresso machines, right? And it's got, you know, six different options of different types of coffee, whatever. You make it with the push of a button. You can now do the same thing with premium cocktails and mixed drinks. The drink maker, it looks great, sits right on the countertop, makes so many drinks from classic cocktails like gin and tonic to a flashy cocktail like a margarita and everything in between. There's literally something for everyone. And it's a great way to find new favorites. In less than a minute, with just the press of a button, you'll have an ice-cold, ready-to-drink cocktail or mixed drink. Now, this brand-new machine, it's already a great deal, but they've got an exclusive offer just for my listeners. People have been texting and tweeting me, too. They go to the website, and they're like, wow, that thing is really cool. DrinkWorks has taken $100 off their original price right off the top. And then for my listeners, you could take another $50 off for a total savings of $150. And they'll even throw in free shipping. And this offer is going to go away soon, so don't wait. Here's how you get the amazing drink maker with the exclusive savings I just told you about. Go to drinkworks.com, DRINKWORKS, drinkworks.com. And when you're checking out, use my code MARK50 to save $50 and get free shipping. That's MARC50. Don't wait. This amazing offer won't last. Only for my listeners. It's drinkworks.com. Use my code MARK50 at checkout. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Going to talk some Dolphins football with Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel next on Hockman and Crowder. We're at Offerdahl's Off the Grill in Boca Raton. I think John Offerdahl is having a power meeting a couple tables over from us.
Important people.
I know. I feel like a piker over here sitting with you and John Bryan. I mean, that's some heavy hitters over there. I don't know who they are. That's some heavy hitters over there. I can tell you that right now.
You just took a shot at me and John.
A little bit. Okay. Well, I've walked into plenty of restaurants in Boca Raton before, and I can tell when there's heavy hitters sitting around. Yeah.
Boat
Those
shoes?
Are some heavy.
Any boat shoes over there? That's my key. Good old boat shoe.
That is what it is.
Good old Sperry.
Omar Kelly's going to join us here momentarily. We'll talk some Dolphins football.
Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Stone crabs are here. Go get all the sizes, the best price, the freshest stone crabs in South Florida at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They got the stone crabs, but they got it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have the lobster. They have the shrimp. They have the fish. They have all the crustaceans, your clams, your scallops, your oysters. They have it all, but they have those stone crabs right now. You got to get over there. The selection's amazing, like I told you. Go to DelawareChicken.com. What I just told you about is about 30 to 40% of what they have. They have so much more. Marinade seasonings. They have spices. They have eggs. They have sides. They have cooked food. They have it all. So the selection is crazy. The prices are amazing. $7.99 a pound for bone-in pork chops. They have chicken leg quarters. If you buy 5 pounds or more, you get it for 99 cents. Those are $19.52 prices. The turkey chili is only $7.99 a pound. Argentinian red shrimp, only $9.99 a pound. Guys, get to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. Call them in advance when you know what you want. Order your stone crabs. Order all your food. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Your order will be ready and packaged when you get there. Walk in, pay, and leave. They're going to give you a great selection. They're going to save you time. They're going to save you money. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When y'all get down there, get your stone crabs, get your food, and tell them Crowder sent you.
I'm just about to post on Instagram some video of you and John Offerdahl playing cornhole outside Offerdahl's Off the Grill here in Boca Raton. So if you want to see a couple of competitors. And then Crowder's been walking around the restaurant telling all of Offerdahl's employees that he'd be able to kick John's ass. You know, and they look at it. They look at him here like he's a hero. Like he's, you know, they work for him and he's always upbeat and whatever. And Crowder's just walking around talking to, you know, random employees here at Offerdahl talking about, I'd kick his
ass. That's what I just
ass.
Told him. Like.
Yeah, I saw. He's like, miss. Miss, like she's just minding her own business, trying to do her work.
Man, you think that dude will whoop my ass? I'll whoop his ass.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram if you want to see video of two competitors going at it in a highly competitive game of cornhole.
But if you're in a happy relationship, don't show your woman.
Because Offerdahl's a good-looking guy.
Offerdahl.
Let's. Do you have the song for Omar Kelly, Solana?
Let's hit it.
Fire it up.
Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, Omar Kelly, from the Sun Sentinel, from the Sun Sentinel, from Sun Sentinel, Sun Sentinel. Covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins. Just got married, do 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 do. Just got married, do 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 do. Just got married, do 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 do.
Sorry, really one of my broadcast highlights. One of my broadcast highlights. Omar Kelly covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins this football season. Keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Hello, Omar.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you? I didn't know Crowder went around telling everybody he's. Yeah, I thought it was just with me he said that.
Yeah, no, no. He's been going at J.O. all afternoon,
man. Same
thing
Omar does. If you try me, I got to let you know I wear your ass out. that's life there, baby. That's old school life.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. There's no question there. He's just he's flexing a little bit. I don't know why.
John,
know.
He brings a competitor side of me.
Well, John's a competitor still. He has to compete.
That's the one thing I always remember about locker rooms, and when I eventually stop going in them, I'll miss it. No matter what that is in the locker room, they're just a heightened level of competitiveness. I mean, whether they're playing poker or they could be playing war, it doesn't matter. Checkers, chess, at professional athletes, if they're competing, they're really competing, and they get real competitive.
I remember Joey Porter wanted to bet me $5,000 which bird would fly away first off of a log at Hard Rock one time. I said, Peasy, I can't bet that much money on a bird flying away, bro.
And Peasy said, left or right.
You will bet or I will whoop your ass.
Here, just take my $5,000. Hey, so Omar.
Joey was a crazy one.
Are you heading up to Pittsburgh for the game Monday night?
Yeah, I am. I am. Is Joey still on that staff? I think he I'm not sure anymore.
They had to get rid of him. After he tried to fight the whole Cincinnati Bengals in the playoffs that year, I think they had to get rid of him.
I'm not certain. I don't know. My guess is he's gone. He's gone. Are you feeling like the Dolphins are trending upwards? Now, albeit, I'm grading on a curve here because I understand they're 0-6. But they do seem to be like they're headed towards a victory maybe?
Yeah, no doubt they're getting better, and they're competitive now. And we just talked to the players in the locker room, and even Fitz said it at the beginning of the season. There was so much chaos thrown at them. I mean, 13 new players. You think it takes a week to learn an offense and a defense? You know, they were just going out there. The offensive line. I mean, they were in shambles after Laremy Tunsil's trade and getting a new player. They're in fact still working on their possibility. They might play without DeMarcus Webb. That which would create the sixth different starting combination in seven games. He's got a shin injury right now. He practiced. He looked pretty good when I saw him at practice, but there's no guarantee he's going to play. But they are trending upwards from the standpoint they've got a real NFL quarterback on the field now. No shade to Josh Rosen, even though I just shaded him as hell.
That couldn't be shadier.
I mean, let's be real about it. He couldn't read a defense. He couldn't call line protections. You know, come on, man. Like, you got to give your team a chance. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, he gives his team a chance. The offensive line, they're starting to play better. They're trending upwards despite all their injuries. To me, the offense, if they can score 21 points, I really think that they can win games. The problem is the defense. There isn't anything that they're doing well right now, and I don't see that turning unless Xavier and Rashad start playing again.
Oh, I know this is out of my personality, but I got to be honest, man. Should I feel a little sorry for Flores? Just what he got? We know the situation. He knows the situation. He got to play games. Like, I feel sorry for the man. Should I?
Yes, a little, because, I mean, you play in NFL teams with one hand tied behind your back. I mean, it's not really a fair fight. I did the math. I really took a real good examination of the roster. You got, I think it's 14 rookies, 17 players claimed off the waiver wire, another two dozen who would probably belong on a practice squad instead of a 53-man roster. And that's no shade intended at anybody, because – there are guys like Mark Walton, a guy claimed off the waiver wire, who is proving, hey, I belong in this league, if not belong as a starter. Evan Brome, he has played as good as you're going to play for a guy. Yeah, they traded for him, but, you know, who knows what would have happened in Indianapolis. They swapped six-round picks with Indy to get him, and he is really playing well. You know, so you're going to get opportunity. I mean, literally – anybody that they've claimed in the secondary is on the field and starting in a week. I made a video with the Sun Sentinel today, and I didn't intend to, but it really came off disrespectful. But literally anybody they claim, they're going to play, if not start, on this team. And that's truly the length of how bad this roster is. And no disrespect to any of the guys who are out there, the Ryan Lewis's of the world, the Ken Webster's.
Oh, stop doing that. Don't slap me and say sorry and think I'm not going to get upset now. You've done it three times already. No disrespect. They ain't got nobody on the line. No disrespect.
It is what it is, Crowder. I mean, they can't even set an edge on this team. Like, Taco Charlton is your best defensive player on the front line right now, and Dallas threw him away 4 weeks ago. Yeah. Like, this is your team. Like, how – yeah, I got to feel sorry for Brian Flores. But the hope is that you walk away from this season with at least 25 players that you want to keep and build off. That's the hope. I'm not sure if I'm at 25, but that's the hope.
talking about building, talking about the future, in the Sun Sentinel, you had 10 guys that could be gone by Tuesday. What some of those names, like Xavier Howard surprised me, Devontae Parker surprised me. There were some names on that list that you had in your column, whatever, that surprised me. Like, are there any legit players that you really believe are going to be gone in less than a week?
I think if any team wants anybody, you make a respectable offer, you can have them. And I'm not even being facetious about it. If you want Daniel Kilgore because you need a center, if you want Devontae Parker, who's got a really respectable contract right now, they're not going to trade Devontae to the Patriots, but the Patriots could use Devontae Parker right now. If you're a team and you think that you need one more piece to make it in your playoff push, like the Eagles, for instance. If the Eagles offered up two first-round picks for Xavier Howard, the Dolphins would seriously have to consider that. Seriously. And I wouldn't – I don't know if I would do that trade. You'd probably have to sweeten it a little bit for me because those are two late-round picks. I already got Xavier, and I got him locked up for 5 years on a very team-friendly deal because Steve Ross has paid the freight for it. But you would seriously have to consider that. You know, Rashad Jones, if you need Dallas – I don't know. Dallas has flirted with Rashad Jones and trading for him since haven't gotten that deal done. I don't know. You could have Rashad Jones for probably like a fifth-round pick. Like, why wouldn't you do that if you're Dallas?
It's a crazy situation, but they also don't want to win any games this season if they can't. Like, they don't mind getting rid of everybody because other teams are doing it. Atlanta's doing it. Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Is there a bright spot for the Dolphins? I kind of feel like Mark Walton. I feel like they found a running back.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark Walton, Evan Brome, let's go. I think, you know, Vince Beagle, he's probably turned into one of my favorite players on the team right now. I love watching him play. I mean, he and I was having a conversation with him. I did a first and 10 with him, which is just an interview that I've been doing for years on Sun Sentinel. This guy, and I stole something from y'all, by the way, because I didn't know anything about this cranberry farming situation, and he explained it to me, and I thank you for that cranberry information.
It shocked us, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. But the energy that he brings to a game, I've never seen. It's unreal. Now, is he a great player? No, but his energy is infectious and it's contagious, and he's a player that I would like to build around. I don't know what kind of role he's going to play, but he's definitely somebody that I want on this team for the future. So that's Devontae Parker. Like, people want to disrespect Devontae. We've known him as injury-prone throughout his entire career. Yes, he's been a disappointing first-round pick. But right now, Devontae looks like a legit NFL starting receiver. Like, can we put some respect on his name? See, I didn't disrespect him that time. Check Robert. Look at that.
One verse seven. You still disrespectful in the interview, O. Now, let's do the numbers. No. Hey, one more quick one on the way out, O. Is Tua Tagovailoa? Everybody knows your love for Tua. You have Tua love, I think, over anybody else in the market. Has this ankle injury, another ankle injury, now he's going to have surgery, is that running you at all away from your Tua love?
I'm going to borrow something from my partner, Safeed. If Steph Curry was coming into the draft and you know Steph Curry has some bad ankles, are you going to not pick Steph Curry?
He's still on my team.
Okay. So this is the exact same situation. I believe with my whole heart, everything conviction, that Tua will change the landscape of South Florida sports. Believe it in my heart. And so, bad ankles or not, put some titanium in them, which Alabama has done.
Yeah.
You sign me up. I mean, everybody, look at that injury. Look at the nature of the injury. You saw the ankle turn. It wasn't like he just got hit and he's fragile. No, you saw the ankle turn in the direction it wasn't meant to turn. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is what it is. We know there are two knocks on Tua. His size, he's tiny, and he's got ankle issues and knee issues. Okay, we understanding that. You know what you do, Crowder? You build him the Berlin Wall. You put a whole wall of 6'4", 330-pound jokers in front of him, like Dallas did for Dak Prescott, and then you ride it out. I'm firmly convicted that Tua needs to be with the Miami Dolphins and will be the number one pick. Even if the Dolphins win too many games, which I think is a possibility right now because the Jets look pretty bad, Washington looks pretty bad, and I'm not sure Cincinnati's going to get a win, and I think this is a two-win Dolphins team. I think you trade all three first-round picks for Tua. Make it happen.
I agree. I think he's going to be a franchise changer if they get him. Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Thank you, O.
All right, guys.
All right, there you go, Omar Kelly. Darren Revelle is going to join us in the next segment. We always enjoy talking with Darren Revelle from the Action Network. He's got a couple million Twitter followers, yes. And he's been tweeting a lot of stadium food pictures, which is definitely in my wheelhouse. Get to Darren Revelle in a moment. Guys, it can be easy to perform your best. I've been telling you about this for a while. I'm talking about treating erectile dysfunction. My friends at Mens.com are making it easier than ever for men to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis at a fraction of the cost. And now they're offering an additional 50% off your first month. I've been telling you, if you're spending a lot of money on this stuff already, you got to switch to Mens.com. But then you ask, okay, well, how do they do that? How do they offer it at a fraction of the cost? Good question. Mens.com took out the middleman and bought the pharmacy. So they're delivering erectile dysfunction prescriptions conveniently and discreetly to your front door. There are no trips to your doctor, no embarrassing conversations to have, and the Mens.com online process is remarkably quick and easy. They're even located in the U.S., so you don't need to worry about the meds that you're going to get. Look, it's easy to put off your needs. I get it. It's easy to ignore a problem, but it's so easy now to correct that problem. It takes just 15 minutes. Do it for yourself. Do it for your loved one. It's no big deal. Enhance your performance where it counts with generic Viagra or Cialis from Mens.com and take 50% off your first month. You'll thank me later. Treat ED easily with Mens.com. MENS.com. That's FDA approved. Mens.com. Darren Revelle, he's going to join us next on Hockman and Crowder. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood, 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Crowder and I are live. Offerdahl's off the grill in Boca Raton. John Offerdahl spent the entire 3 o'clock hour with us. It was fascinating. And we'll be here till 6 o'clock. Darren Revelle joins us every week around this time. Darren Revelle is on with us, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. And Darren Revelle is with us. Where are you, Darren? Because you've been bouncing around with the World Series.
Oh, I'm tired.
I mean,
I told Mattress Mac I was going to spend a day with him, and yeah, I was in his the gallery furniture, you know, place where he is. And then, like, I didn't even think about this, but like at like noon yesterday, he's like, "All right, let's go to Biloxi." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "I'm going to make a bed in Biloxi. Let's go." And then we hop on a plane and, you know, 45-minute flight, and then, you know, we land in Biloxi, and then all of a sudden we're at the Beau Rivage, and he wired 600,000, and, you know, then they give him 600,000 in chips, and then he goes to the, you know, sports book, he places a bet, we run out of there, then he wires a million, then we make a $1 million bet. I mean, it's like, you know, every once in a while you're gonna be like, this is so crazy.
Yeah, this Mattress Mac, and if you follow Darren Revelle on Twitter, if you don't, you're one of the few. He's got over 2 million followers, but if you follow him on Twitter, he's been showing his time with this Mattress Mac, who we know has the, you know, the guarantee about the Astros and whatnot, and so he's going around betting. So when you walk into a sports book in Biloxi, does he have to let them know in advance, "Hey, I'm coming. Are you going to accept
$1 million
bet?"
They know he's coming. Like, they've arranged the whole deal ahead of time. Like, he's negotiating, okay, what odds am I going to get? I'll wire you the money. You know, these he actually, you know, placed at the physical counter. But, like, in New Jersey, there's points where he actually wires the money and it shows up on his app. Like, when he bet $1.5 million at FanDuel, it showed up on his app, $1.5 million.
That's so crazy. So Crowder and I are sweating $50 bets.
The issue is, that's the funny thing. At the Biloxi, one of the sports books, it said like there was like a premium aisle, like where you get special service, and it had like a felt little piece on the counter, and it says for bets $500 or more, and he's coming up there with a billy.
That's so great. That's excellent.
Hey, Darren, isn't Mattress Mac, shouldn't he be getting a little worried? Because the Astros are down 2-0.
So I'm trying to figure this out, because the way I figured this out, all right, the reason he's doing this, he's got this furniture promotion. If the Astros win, he's going to have to get $20 million in free furniture. So he's trying to balance it out by having Astros win bets that basically equal $20 million, though he's going to have to, he's paid about $10 million for it. The way I figured it out, I actually think it's better if the Nationals win, because he's going to have to pay. He won't ever tell me that, right? Because he's Mattress Mac and he's a man for Houston and Houstonians love him, but he's going to have to pay taxes on his winnings. I don't think it's possible that he'll ever be able to cover the Astros part of it. But if the Nationals win, he just won't have to give away the furniture. And the only thing he's going to lose is the bets. And he might be able to write that off. So I actually think it's better if the Nationals beat them.
But the promotion is worth, I mean, whatever it ends up costing
him,
right?
That's the other side of it, Mark.
Yeah, the advertising is worth it.
Right, because then they're going to have rebate parties and people are going to give back and everyone's going to shout on social media. And, listen, the part of this guy's lore, and you have to actually see it in person as I did. I mean, people are driving 2 hours. He took over 750 photos yesterday. He is, from a fan standpoint, as popular or more popular than, our guy Marlins Man.
I was just about to say, he reminds me of Marlins Man.
Yeah. But people drive 2 or 3 hours away to buy a mattress from him. Listen, it's a rather non-differentiated business. The Serta Perfect Sleeper that you buy next door is the same that you'd buy, for 2 hours away. But people come and shake his hand, and man, that is like a playland for kids. There's candy out. There's all these toys you can go on. I mean, it's like, if you were a kid, you probably remember the time that your parents went to Mattress Mac when you were 7. He's got it down. He understands it. And
he'll probably become part of the lore. I bet he'll become like a reality TV star, because I remember there was a car dealership in Las Vegas. You remember King of Cars, Darren? There was a reality show. You remember that, Crowder?
The name sounds familiar, but I'm happy to say I didn't watch it. Although I do watch the Kardashians to feel better about myself.
It's like an over-the-top car salesman, just your standard car lot in Las Vegas. But they did this reality show because he was like a larger-than-life personality. Although Mattress Mac he's subdued. Like he's not,
Back in the day, though, Mark, he was like the screaming like crazy Eddie electronics guy. But he's 68 now, so he's calmed down a little bit. And it's, the other thing that I think that didn't come off in my reporting is, there was probably 10 people there who came in and said, hey, someone has cancer or so-and-so. Because he's been so charitable and he's been great, obviously, with the Hurricane Harvey and everything else, he's seen as, also giving away money, which is a pretty tough burden, to hold. There was a guy who appeared to be homeless on the way out of the game, and he says, hey, Mattress Mac, first time I've seen you in person. There's kind of a burden for him to take 10, 20 bucks out of his pocket, and obviously when he's gambling this type of money, and in a way it's flaunting it, even though he's just doing it, but we're publicizing it. It's a little bit, it makes the other side of it, he's going to get more of those asks. So that was interesting to kind of be a part of yesterday.
You can watch it transpire. Darren Revelle's Twitter feed has it all. Darren Revelle is on with us, brought to you by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Before we run out of time, one of the things that we love doing on this show is talking food. We had an up-and-coming Major League eater on with us yesterday. One of the reasons I love following you on Twitter, Darren, is the little peek at stadium foods around the nation. You tweeted yesterday a picture. Phoenix Suns are offering a peanut butter and jelly burger, which is, looked like a bacon cheeseburger with a big hunk of peanut butter on it. That's going to get you to a Suns game. You like that, yeah?
I do, actually. Listen, there were two things yesterday that were polarizing. There was that, and then the fact that the Knicks and Rangers at Madison Square Garden will have a Chester's spot, which is like a Cheetos area where they're going to be serving Cheetos ice cream sundaes, which I don't – Cheetos on, like, a vanilla ice cream, like, I actually think salt and sweet, like, disgusting, okay, but, like, yeah, I mean, that could work. But people were repulsed about it, and everyone was saying the Knicks are now going to go 0-83.
Picture of it because it much like the Knicks franchise, it looks pathetic. And I know it's probably a promotional buy from Cheetos. But look at how pathetic cream looks like. I mean, it's a scoop of vanilla ice cream with a couple of Cheetos on it.
Yeah, they should have shredded up the Cheetos like into some sort of Cheetos sprinkle dust or something.
That's nasty.
I don't understand the appeal of that. It's
it
so
just
weird.
Looks like someone dumped out a bag, right?
Yes.
Like, let's dump out a bag.
Yeah, like the remnants. Now here's the peanut butter and jelly burger that Darren Revelle tweeted. That is, that's a big honking burger right there.
That's a huge burger.
If you want to check out my Instagram. My Instagram feed, I ate like six or seven items yesterday at Minute Maid. I usually do not finish things. I take a couple bites, otherwise I'd be over 400. And I pride myself being under 200. I did eat the entire lobster quesadilla yesterday.
Yeah, that looked good, man.
Sounds
it was good.
Lobster. So
yeah,
like, I mean, and you tasted the lobster? Wasn't like one little tiny chunk of lobster in the middle?
No. It wasn't lobster salt. It was real, real lobster in there. It really tasted good, you know.
Right.
So
we always enjoy our time with Darren Revelle. We didn't have our professional gambler on today that we usually have on Thursdays because he couldn't make it. Give us a quick pick. Monday Night Football Dolphins.
Let me give you a good one ahead of what I'm going to report on the Action Network this week. Rutgers, who I write about every week because they're just so bad and people love to bet against them. Rutgers is the first team in the history of college football to pay a team at least $1 million. They're paying Liberty this week $1 million, but they're the first team ever that have paid a team at least $1 million, and they're an underdog. They're a 7-point underdog against Liberty this week.
I was saying earlier in the show today, I was looking at the lines this morning. Golden State Warriors tonight are an underdog at home. On the season opener, that's got to be – I mean, I can't remember the last time they were an underdog at home.
At their home opener to their new arena.
Yeah, to the Clippers. Kawhi, obviously, and the Clippers, and probably deservedly so. But think about – and I understand Clay is out and KD is gone, but you've still got a lineup that includes Steph Curry, Draymond Green, D'Angelo Russell, and you're an underdog at home. That's a pretty shocking line to me. But give us a pick on the Dolphins game. Dolphins Monday Night Football. This is a epic stinker.
Listen, we have our super contest. We're at Vegas for $1.5 million. And this you pick five teams. And this week, I put in a couple. My boss, Chad Millman, puts in a couple. My big one this week was Dolphins 14.
Oh, really?
I'm feeling pretty good about the Dolphins. That's a large number. I feel like each obviously covered against the Bills. I feel like each week they're just tempting us, you know, to say when's going to be the end of this. And this is exactly what happened 2007 with the Patriots, where they were 8-0 against the spread. And then, you know, all of a sudden they outrageous numbers. I think 14 is just too big for this game. I would have loved to be 14.5, but 14 is too big. I'm taking the Dolphins.
All right, there you go. Darren Revelle, sponsored by the Action Network, looking for an edge. Download the free Action Network app right now. You'll get live odds and expert analysis for every game. And follow Darren Revelle on Twitter and Instagram because it's a fun ride when you're watching him. Thank you, Darren.
Thanks, guys.
Always look forward to talking to him. He really is a fun follow on social media. We're at Offerdahl's Off the Grill in Boca Raton Military Trail, just a little bit north of Clintmore. We've got another hour to go. Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. I want to talk about the cheetah here first before we move on. The spookiest time of year is officially underway. 1 week away, and it'll be Halloween. Forget about spending another year handing out candy at home. There's a much better option for making the most of Halloween night. Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs will be putting a decidedly sexy spin on the scariest day of the year. You'll enjoy a frighteningly seductive night out with their lineup of sweet and sultry adult entertainers. Hang out at the Cheetah for their freaky Fright Night Halloween bash next Thursday night. They have a costume contest, drink specials, buffet, much, much more. Halloween at the Cheetah, you cannot beat that. And then you got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. You don't need to pay for lunch with an unpleasant view. You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free, 11:30 till 3 p.m. every day. They got happy hour till 6 p.m. We all need a night out, right? You got Thursday night football tonight. You know, if life doesn't get in the way, you grab your buddies, you head over to the Cheetah tonight, guys. 40,000 square feet of entertainment, and it's exactly that, entertainment to another level. Nothing like a little football, a little Thursday night football at the Cheetah. If you want details on any of the action I just told you about, check out their website. It's cheetahsofl.com. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.